Do you have what it takes to start a business to fund your travels? With so many ways to make money from the road, many people ask themselves whether running their own business is the right way to go. Well, in this video, I'm going over 5 reasons you should start a business to fund your travels and 1 reason you absolutely shouldn't. Hey guys, what's up? It's Rose from Big Lap Bible, and in this video I'll be going over 5 reasons you should choose to start a business to fund your travels. Stick around till the end because I'll be talking about the number 1 reason you shouldn't. If you're loving this series, make sure you subscribe to the channel and give this video a big thumbs up. And if you have specific questions about working from the road, post them in the comments so we can make future videos about them. Now, when it comes to making money on the road, the number of options out there can be overwhelming, to say the least. In my last video, I just scratched the surface of the long list of jobs that you can do from the road when I gave you 22 different ideas. And if you haven't already, you can see that video here. One of those ideas was start your own business. Now, that in itself opens a whole can of worms. Thinking about what kind of business you actually want to run is a whole other video. In fact, it's going to be a few other videos. But before you even start to go down that rabbit hole, let's take a step back and look at some indicators that starting a business might be the right track for you. Now, one thing I want to address before we continue down this series is that these videos are designed to show you the reality of working from the road, whether that be starting a business or otherwise. When you're on your search for finding a way to fund your travels, there are so many advice videos or training programs which show you all the amazing side of this method or that method of making money on the road, but rarely do they show you the downsides or paint a realistic picture of the everyday reality of it. So if some of these videos seem a little bit negative, it's because I want you to understand both sides of the stories. And these negatives aren't necessarily going to be deal breakers for you. They'll just empower you with the knowledge you need to make things work. At the end of the day, knowing the potential pitfalls that there could be to anything you do might actually help you avoid them altogether, instead of being blindsided by them. And I'll take too much information over not enough any day. And if anyone tells you what they're doing is easy and there are no cons to it, especially in the context of trying to sell you a training to do what they're doing, call BS. And don't at me for that, or do and prove me wrong. Okay, that's enough of that. Let's get to the 5 reasons you should start a business to run on the road. Number 1, you want freedom. Let's face it, freedom is pretty much what all of us want. For most of us, it's the reason we're doing the big lap in the first place. But starting a business gives you an added level of freedom on top of that too. By having your own business and working your own hours, you can create something that will give you the freedom to travel where you want, when you want. Which is awesome, right? Well, yes it is. It is pretty awesome. But you also need to be aware that starting a business may not give you the freedom you crave immediately. A day in the life of a startup business owner can be extremely full on. So if you're wanting to create the ultimate freedom-filled lifestyle, you may have many a sleepless night and long day chained to your business before you get to this point. If you want to start a business to generate your on-the-road income, I would suggest that you start it ahead of time so you at least have some dedicated and non-distraction-filled time to get your business established. Depending on your business model will depend on how much time you need to do the hard hustle before you can enjoy the freedom that your business affords you. Now, it's important to also define what freedom means for you. And oh my God, if I say freedom one more time. Freedom for some means flexibility to make decisions or work when you want. For others, freedom is only working a certain amount of hours each week. Either way, understanding your own personal definition of freedom will help you understand the type of business you should start. Certain businesses require different levels of commitment in terms of time and energy and effort. So it's vital you don't start a business which contradicts why you started it in the first place. If you want to work 10 hours per week, but your business model requires you to do a lot more than that to make it work, then you need to reevaluate. The next reason you might want to start a business to run on the road is that you have a passion for something. If you love what you do, keeping your business going whilst on the road will inevitably be easier. with so many things to do and big laughy distractions at every turn, if you don't live and breathe your business, you might crash and burn. Most businesses take constant work and attention from their owners, and if you're constantly distracted by your adventures, then you may not take the time to run your business effectively. That said, I'm not telling you that running a business on the road takes all your time or attention, because WTF is the point in being a full-time traveler and not having any time to explore. But what I am saying is that your passion will drive you to, say, sit down after a long day of exploring and work on your business. You could be the type of person who has the motivation to do that even if you're not passionate about something, but that is pretty rare. So if you're going to go down the route of starting a business to fund your travels, I wouldn't just pick something that you think has the potential to make money. Because the biggest potential actually comes from you. Not the business model, not the product, and not the service. The third reason to start a business for your big lap is that you have the skills it takes to run a business. Even if you have never run a business before, you may actually have the skills it takes to start a business. I'm a firm believer that some people either have what it takes or they don't. And I'm not talking about the actual technical skills you need to run the business. I'm more talking about the personality traits that you need. As a business owner, you need to be resourceful, self-motivated, and driven. If you don't know how to do something, you need to be able to figure it out, research how to do it, or have the funds to be able to outsource to someone who does know how to do it. As a small business owner, there is no roadmap to success, and you have to have a high level of self-conviction that you can make things work. Now, don't get me wrong, you're allowed to be scared AF. You're allowed to have days where you don't think you can do it. But overall, if you can wake up to a new day, shake off your fears, and tell yourself you can do it, then business ownership might be for you. In terms of technical skills, things like web design, graphic design, digital marketing, and copywriting will undoubtedly help you on your way to building a business. But there are some easy ways to get good at those things fast, which I'll be sharing in future videos, so make sure you subscribe so you don't miss those. The fourth reason you might want to start a business to run from the road is that you see a gap in the market that you can fill. Now, these businesses are usually born out of a desire or need to solve a particular problem for yourself and a realization that other people have the same problem as you. And when I say problem, that could be something as simple as, I want to buy something for our caravan that serves this purpose, looks like this, and costs this, but you can't find one on the market. And, you know, just because you're traveling, it doesn't have to be travel or caravan related either. You also need to do a bit of market research here, because there might not be a huge requirement to solve your personal pain point. So you can't just start a business because you'd personally buy the product. But anyway, that is getting a little bit off topic for this video. The desire to fill a gap in the market usually crosses over with the point about doing something you're passionate about, which I spoke about in point number two. So it's a bit of a double whammy. Finally, number five, you are not afraid to step outside your comfort zone. Starting a business constantly pushes you outside your comfort zone, tests your resolve, and challenges you. And while you may already be well aware that this is what it takes to start and run a business, you need to consider whether you want to take that kind of stress on the road with you. For some, constantly being pushed outside of your comfort zone may not really align with the stress-free big lap you've planned. Diving on Ningaloo, climbing the Cairns Pyramid, and skydiving over Uluru may be the only ways you want to push the boundaries of your own personal comfort zone during your big lap. And if you thought, well, obviously those things are fun and rewarding, so it's worth pushing yourself out of the comfort zone, then that in itself may be an indicator that you're not ready to allocate your uncomfortability quota to your business. Many business owners actually get the same buzz out of running their businesses. It's that scary but totally rewarding feeling that keeps them coming back for more. And I'm just gonna stick a bonus reason in here too. Number six, you can take your business on the road. If you have an idea for a business, make sure it works as a business with no fixed location. Or if it does need a location, make sure you have people you trust to help you run it while you're in no fixed location. Now finally, onto the number one reason not to start a business. You think it will be an easy way to make a lot of money. As I said at the very start of this video, starting a business always takes time, it always takes effort, and it's never easy. And again, I'm willing to be proven wrong, but I don't know anybody who has started a business and immediately just set up a few things and let it run on autopilot. You've probably seen courses and trainings out there that claim to give you an easy way to make a good income on the road. And unfortunately, I would say 99% of them are talking total BS if they're telling you they have a simple plug and play method to generate income on the road. You still need to put time and effort into your business to make money, and you still might not make thousands of dollars anyway. I actually would invite anybody selling these courses to chat to me about their unique offering. If they are indeed claiming they have an easy way to make money on the road, I would love to hear about it. One thing that I will say is that once a business is established, you may well be able to drop down to only working a few hours a week, but in most cases, businesses are like babies. They are needy AF. So if you're looking for the easy way out, I would say starting a business is not for you. Remember, there's no such thing as a free lunch. Starting a business can be the best way to fund your big lap. It gives you the ultimate freedom, but it also brings a high degree of uncertainty. If you have the right mindset, the dedication and focus required, and you're willing to put in the work, it might just be the best option for you though. If you're starting a brand new business, don't take it on the road and rely on it for your income before you have proven that it can be profitable. Unless, of course, you have some savings and you don't need to make it work right away. Even then, the business building stage of your business usually requires the most work in terms of time and effort. And if you actually start a business from the road, you could run the risk of A, not seeing the country you set out to explore, or B, letting the business fail before it really begins because you're exploring. If you're thinking about starting a business, comment below with any questions you have and I'll do my best to answer them. As always, make sure you subscribe and check out the link in the description for my pre-Big Lap Business Builder Checklist. I hope you love this video, guys. Make sure you subscribe to the channel if you are thinking about starting a business from the road. We've got plenty more business-related videos coming up, and I'd love for you to